Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Keep your mouth sealed. I'll be telling you some things here, and I'll be taking my time to teach you on what I titled this message to be, keep your mouth sealed. I didn't say keep your mouth shut, because some people will take it that it's an insult. That's why I say keep your mouth sealed. Even though they mean the same thing. You can call a man in Nigeria, Agu, he will say that's me. Ekun, you say that's me. Call him an animal. You say, eh? What is Agu? Eh? What is Ekun? So keep your mouth sealed. Luke chapter 2, verse 19. There are things that God has told you that are meant for you alone. There are things you must not share with anybody except it's time or God wants you to reveal them. Welcome to our business service. I'm going to be teaching this and I will make it enter your business and different areas of your life. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, not with her friends. I told you several times that the more friends you have, I fear you. In fact, I don't befriend people that have so many friends. I run from them. I read for you Message Bible. It's a failure to learn what I'm teaching you today. It will cause a kind of delay in the process of your miracle. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. Last Sunday, we were looking at thrones and altar. Yes, thrones are preserved by secret. When you get into a palace, in that palace, there are billions of secrets. You might not know, even if you are there for 10 years, except God revealed them to you. Mysteries are secured by secret. Kingdoms are secured by mysteries. The earlier you know this, the better for you. Some occasion, Jesus will tell them, don't tell anybody. No, be so. Come and see. Mark chapter 7, verse 36. Better follow me. I want to show you something. Jesus ordered the people, don't speak it to anybody, but still the things still leak. So it will come to a time. People will know, but now, keep your mouth. In Revelation chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. On the island of Patmos, the Lord told John, write all these things. These are heavenly secrets. We'll look at from verse 9. He said, after you have finished writing it, he said, eat it. Write the secret and do what? Swallow it. And I went to the angel and said, verse 9, first please. And I went to the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it, eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter. But it shall be, verse 10 now. And I took the book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as it got my belly, it was bitter. Yes, secrets are bitter inside. Keep it. There are things you will not tell anybody now, not yet. Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4, MSG. It was shown the secret that will happen in the future. Look at it from verse 4. And the Lord told him, don't tell anyone. There are people that come into your life as helper. You must not tell anybody. Once you discern, they are not devils. This is a confidential report. You are not reading with me again, Daniel. So there are some confidential. He has given so many secrets, but this one is confidential report. Daniel, he said, they are for your eyes and ears only. Keep it. Why am I not hearing your voices? Everybody read verse 4, now go. It's a keep it secret, keep it under lock and key. It's until the end. In fact, there are some secrets that will die with the person. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. See, there are some strategies you must not teach anybody because it's meant for you and your generation. People try to today. Nobody knows the secret of Coca-Cola. They try. Biggie try. All of them try. They can't know it. Can I pray for you? Your mouth will not sell you out in life. There are secrets of the seven locks on your head that nobody must know. Carry your Bible. Judges chapter 16 verse 13. And Delilah said unto Samson, don't forget, this was his babe. Hitherto hast thou mocked me and told me lies. Tell me, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the seven locks. So there are secrets of the seven locks on your head that must not be exposed to anybody. If not, the person is going down. You might pray for years and receive one secret, and that secret should last you for 10 years, and you reveal it once, and you can see that there is no fuel to reach your destination again. You sold yourself out. Can I pray for you? Wherever you have sold yourself out, the blood of Jesus buy you back. Yeah. That's a long time I had that kind of thing. Samson sold himself and revealed himself too fast. Told Delilah, and he does it. Are you a badger? His calling ended. His commission ended. His ministry ended. And he died as a blind slave. But he was a slave because he exposed a secret. There are secrets. When I was very, very young, there is no way I don't prophesy. When I go and dedicate babies, I'll prophesy. Until one told me all the secret of that baby that you're exposing, if anything happened to this baby, since that time, when I come to it, you will hear pim. I can just tell you, take care of this baby's hands, do this, that's all. There's no way we know the prophesy. I'll prophesy at the burial ground. That's not the prophesy. You can see that in this church, we don't do show of when you do this, normally step with your family. I'll tell you, meet me in my office, I will tell you, you and your sister, you have been with yourself. That is thank you, need talk. We know they do that, we know they do show here. There are secrets that are meant for you and your family. Joseph talked too much. You remember Joseph now? He would have ended his life in jail for what he doesn't know anything about. But mercy found him. Where has your mouth taken you to? Can I pray for you? Mercy will find you out. If you are here, you have a spouse, maybe a man that talks too much, or you have a wife that talk too much, let me tell you, seriously, without the truth, you are finished. Your wife talk too much, or your husband talk too much, tell you bye. In English, your woman has met you. Eve was talking. It was that's what in her life's what? And he affected all of now. Joshua chapter 2 verse 14. Let me show you another person. For you to prosper, there are secrets that will be delivered to you that must be in your hand. And the man answered her, our life for yours. If you alter not this our business. They're talking to Rahab here. The spies wanted to bring down Jericho, but they had to enter into the place. and the merry heart. He said, and if and it shall be when the Lord had given us the land, he said, that we will deal kindly with you and your family. Yeah. So Rahab was given a lifeline and the requirement and the price for her to seal her mouth. If she should reveal it, all the spies would die. And she would die too. Where you have sold yourself cheap by your mouth. Can I pray for you? I'm not hearing. Can I pray for you? The Lord will show you mercy again. So Rahab's life literally was tied to her mouth. And any attempt to lick it is finished. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 3. And he that keepeth his mouth. Why? Church, look at it. Why? What is the connection between your mouth and your life? Look at it. Read it. One to go. He that keepeth his mouth. Say it again. Say it again. He that openeth his mouth. Wow. Shall be destroyed. I have seen people that talk much. I run away from them. I don't connect to them in anything. Don't get excited that somebody is talking to you about somebody. When they are finished telling you, they'll go and tell them about you too. So she was given a lifeline. She was given a chance to change her nationality, to change her life. And it will happen that she must not tell anybody. In fact, when the time was too close, she must tell some members of her family, and still people must know. So she must tell the people that can keep their mouth sealed too, like herself. If God is going to change your life and destiny, he will keep information in your hands. There are people we call confidential secretaries. You have heard them before. Kill them or you can't collect any information from them. There are people we call pope and priest. You have priests before. All information they will not tell you. There are doctors they will not tell you. Priests, you can't. Your daughter cannot tell me and say you want to. What did you discuss with him? That's between me and her. Go and ask her. We cannot divulge it. I want to pray for you again. See what Shami? Your head will not enter into the trap of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Your mouth will not ruin your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are the only one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen. So she had to fight her mouth to keep short. That keep this one short. Listen to me. I want to show you one particular king in the Bible. You may be suffering now because your mouth has been running too much. You may not be ready for greatness because you have not learned to keep secret. Should I still continue? Some things are simply left undiscussed. We don't discuss it. I don't even play around it. Some matters are not meant for the public. 2 Kings 20 verse 13. In fact, some agreements are simply meant not to be advertised. 2 Kings. Look at what this king, look at what he did. 2 Kings 20, 13. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them. And he showed them, look at it, how many? You are not there. You are not there. He showed them how many? All the house of his precious things. The silver, the gold, the spices, and the precious ointment. You better read. This is cause trouble. Oh, this is, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures, he showed to them. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion. Hezekiah showed them. Oh, there's nothing he showed them. If you are suffering today because your parents have they have divulged information about your life too early, and your enemies have captured you, today as the agent, I command a release of your life in the name of Jesus. Some success secrets are simply not meant to be shared with anybody. Benny, nobody is for you. Okay, now what happened because of what you did? You cannot divulge secret and nothing will happen. Something will happen. It might happen 5 years later, it might happen 2 weeks later, it might happen 10 months later, but it must happen. What happened? 2 Kings, same chapter, verse 14 to 19. Let's make it fast. 1, 2, go now. Let's go. And then Isaiah the prophet, he showed up. And just, what were these men doing? You know, your prophet has a way of asking you questions. Say, all these guys, what are they doing? Where did they come from? And why? Are you looking at it? That's his father asking. Prophet asking. Hezekiah said, they came from far, from where? Let me give you a test. Who are the people that they captured in Babylon? Do you remember those boys? Remember Daniel? Remember Shadrach? You remember them? Where did they take them to? Don't forget, keep it. I want to pray for myself first. I will not sell my genealogy. I will not sell my children out with my mouth. Say your own. He said they came from Babylon. Verse 15. And what did they say in your palace? look at your answer. Look at your answer. Everything. Said Hezekiah. There isn't anything I didn't show them. In fact, I gave them the grand tour. Verse 16. Then Isaiah spoke to Hezekiah. Listen to what God has to say about this case. Verse 17. The day is coming when everything you own and everything your ancestors have passed down to you, right down to the last cup. You remember what they were using to celebrate? Yes, hey, madam, you know now? Yes, eh? The Bible said there was a particular king. He brought out all the vessels. So you remember? Yes. Now there will be no to the last cup, and the saucer will be cleaned out of here. Plunder. Packed off to where? What is the beginning of this problem? Verse 18. Worse yet, your sons and offspring, that's meaning of progeny, of sons you've begotten, will end up as what? Wait. Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego, therefore, Now listen to me. And other, all of them are royal boys. When they took them, they castrated them. Prophecy fulfilled. Stretch your hand to this altar. Let me summon you prayer. Whatever your parents have said, they call you witch. They call you poor. They call you dollar. They said your life is terrible. Whatever information, they even dreamed, they had about you, they told your enemies. I command a release upon your life in the name of Jesus. This amen is not good. I command a release upon your life in the name of Jesus. See, if your father talks too much as I'm praying for you, I say, may the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. If your mother is a talkative, and information has been given to your enemy, I command a deliverance upon your life in the name of Jesus. If you are the one, I pray for self seven amen and pack your blessings. Please be seated. We are in verse 18. Put verse 18 there for me. He said, his sons, not your own son, and the descendant, offspring of sons that you have, Hezekiah, will end up as Enoch in the palace. Where was Daniel? Shadrach, Meshach, Abedi. Okay, good. Of the king of Babylon. If I was the prophet then, you would say I'm wicked. But you've forgotten that it was what God showed him. He was saying, look at what Hezekiah said. This guy bad. Everybody read, let me go. Oh yeah, go. Hezekiah said to Isaiah, if God says it, it must be good. But he was thinking to himself, it won't happen during my lifetime. I will enjoy peace and then security as long as I live. His children, according to him, can face any problem. Connect to this altar. Let me pray for you. Ah, Katu Marasu. Ikaramasatu. Today, every information that will have changed your life, that is sold out to the family enemies, I buy you back from their bondage in the name of Jesus. Wherever they have sold you to, wherever they have set out, the secret they are supposed to cover and protect you, but they nakeded you. Today, I cover you with the garment of honor in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you will no longer suffer for the mistake of your parents in the name of Jesus. Our children will not suffer for our mistakes in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm praying for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on. 6. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. Some issues are not yet matured. Keep your mouth shut. That project has not yet brought result. Mature. Are you still there? They are not meant to be discussed freely. In fact, there are some information you want to tell your doctor. Tell the person that followed you to excuse you. There are information you want to talk to your pastor. Look here, look there before you say it on phone. Because the walls have ears. There are information when I want to say, I increase the volume of the television. Because the walls have ears. Both spiritually and physically. Nobody hear it. When my son was growing up, anytime I'm talking, when he's passing, look at me, Daddy, are you fine? I see the action. Is father fine? See, some information must not leave you if you are going to live long. I feel like praying for you. Am I permitted to pray for you? I don't know if you are coming to this world again, but this one time, you will do well. This amen is giving me concern. I say you will do very well. Wherever they have sold you to, mercy buy you back now. The blood of Jesus buy you back now. Wait, so unknowingly to you, there are people waiting to hear one information and one fellow Jew. What is fair? They will expand it for you. We call them problem expanders. If it's not your doctor, if it's not your lawyer, if it's not your pastor, these three I've mentioned, very trusted. Keep your information to yourself until God is telling you otherwise. Somebody say, I hear you. The secret you fail to conceal will make your life to be a little bit delayed. The secret you fail to conceal will make your haters to prevail. The secret, one of you, God is giving you business secret now. You don't share your business secret with people. How did you get this one? You don't share with people. Just answer them. It is God. It is who? And how? Now how God? Nah, God. And how God again? Nah. What do you want to know again? Nah, God. Ah. You will not sell yourself cheap to your enemies again. The secret you can't keep away from people is the one keeping you away from greatness. I was in a church far away from Africa, and a boy was an usher in the church, and the Lord said, Oga, come, you have 3 petrol stations. When he came forward, he like this to me, what's all this now? I'm telling you, he like this, what's all this now? Daddy, why? What is happening? I said, shut up. I don't care how many stations you have. The problem I have is that you have 2 problems. You have never dropped tight before. Fire is coming. He said, tell me more. I said, I can't tell any. I said, fire is. This boy was with them among friends in that country. Nobody knows that he has. How many friends? Position? Nobody knows. There are things you keep. Yoruba said, in your da only source to me. Kokoro ayomi, ma filini on lowo. In your da only source. People swallow people. One information can make you to shine in life. And that information that you give to enemy can make you not to fulfill destiny. Should I continue? Rahab was meant to keep, he said, keep this secret. And we are coming back. We are going to come on social date. Do this before we come. When we come, there are some people coming for you to remove you and your family. And the whole of Jericho, they are coming down. Now, so it be. This woman did not say anything. I thought the same woman in the talk. She did not say anything. And herself and her household were free. Her nationality changed. That day she became an Israelite. Her passport changed. Why? Father, help me to keep my mouth sealed. You are not saying it yet. You are not saying it yet. Failure to manage your information will make you. No, your life will not be hard in Jesus' name. It causes a lot of irreparable damages in your life. Go and ask Samson now. Okay, let me show you 2 more and now we're done for today. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 12. Since you understood what I'm saying already. And I rose in the night. And some few men with me, few men, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me except the beast that I rode. Nehemiah had a burden to build the wall of, you remember? But he doesn't have any means to do it. He served with the king. And God gave him how he's going to do it. The Bible said he did not tell anybody. May you know who to talk to about your life in Jesus' name. When you want to talk to somebody and you don't have peace, why don't you keep short? Just keep short. This is because, look at me, not everybody like you, man. Not everybody like your progress, man. Forget about commendation. Not lie. They told Jesus, Hosanna today. No, be so. Tomorrow they say what? And they prefer an armed robber to Jesus. See, if they can prefer an armor to Jesus, forget. Anybody can sell you out. When all chips are down and they don't sell you out, those are your family. Now, no, I can't. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. In your iba, tibe mi yo, biko shiwa. Please, if you are beside Ibo, just You don't want people to swallow you. Look at me. Look at me. Make sure no. Do what? Keep your mouth. Storm has come to me in life. But you know what kept me? There are secrets that are here. There are secrets that God has given to you. Swallow it, is here. There are days you begin to use it. Chicken, cock was the most powerful animal on earth before. I told you the story. Because there is a particular red thing on his head like this. When lions see cock appear, he now say, bros, come, what is wrong with you? What are you running for? There's nothing about me, oh. Is it this thing? Look at it, touch it, touch it. Lion say, now flesh, oh, make a smell like you. Nobody don't get Christmas. If chicken has not said anything, even human being go run from chicken. Should I still continue? Nehemiah applied wisdom. Oh yeah, stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Oh yeah, receive wisdom to manage your life. Yeah. Let me face this place. Receive wisdom to manage your secret. Yeah. Let me face this place. Receive wisdom to manage your destination. Yeah. Receive wisdom to manage your destiny in the name of Jesus. If it's going to be well with you and your family, take note of this, learn to seal your mouth. But you must know when to open your mouth and talk, because some people, God has sent them to your life for that minute, that moment. Praise God, somebody. I'm going to praise God, somebody. Look at the person beside for me and tell him, keep your secret. Tell him for me. Tell him again, keep what is meant to be secret, a secret. Now tell him for me. Don't let anybody predict your outcome. Most times, people don't know much about me. If people know where God is, Pastor Paul, the Americans, the China, Russians will have said, hello, coco, coco, coco. Michael said, who is that? The Russians. God hid himself. Ogacha, and hide yourself. Are you listening to me now? You are in the street. Everybody in the street, you are talking to them. Everybody. He said, you are social media. Praise God. People will leave my office now with body. We will cry together. Another person will come and, hello, how are you, daddy? I'm fine. They won't hear me. Oh, like body. I hear you go. You don't know this word. You go, I have left prison like this. I've left police station like this because of somebody. And I got home, nobody knows. I was bread, buttered, sugar, tom-tom in the Apostolic Church. The first day my father took me to the vigil, and there are men. That was the first day I had, Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. And prophecy. And all the prophecy was happening on Sunday. My mother asked me, my mother very interesting. We used to collect one more meat. She gave me 4 meats that day. I ate the meat. I cleared the plate. She said, so what happened? And one more meat. She said, Oli, Oli, Oli. Tell who? How do they talk? Let me see your hand again. Let me pray for you. I pray for you. Your mouth will not ruin your life. Yeah. You know, he kept a secret. There was a Sambalat. You remember him? Tobiah. You remember? Abiram. These people showed them pepper. The Bible said they were building with one hand and another hand with sword. Leave us alone. They are building until they finish. There is something you want to build in life. There is a business you want to build in life. There is a marriage you want to build in life. Can I pray for you? You will not be the one to bring it down in the name of Jesus. Because you say, amen, I want to pray for you. Your adversary failed before. Are you ready? They will fail again and again in the name of Jesus. It's now left for you. keep your mouth. Eh? Keep your mouth. Lord, help me to manage my mouth well. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 14 to 16. This is the wisdom that can deliver you. When we get to heaven, we don't need wisdom. It is here we need the wisdom. So look at it. 1 Samuel 10, 14 to 16. And Saul's uncle said unto him and to his servant, continue from there. Where did you go to? And he said, to seek the asses. He now said, and when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. Verse 15. Let me read out. Everybody go. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you? Verse 16. Go. He told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not. Don't worry, I'm okay. Do you remember a particular advert? This guy was inside one taxi like that. Remember that advert? Help me now. In drive. And he was talking. He said, Uncle. He said, Paul, where are you? He said, they saw him. Eh? And the mother of advert, he said, Uncle. I rented it. And now you for talk now. What are you doing? That kind of motto? We go kill you. This is what the advert. Now, Indra, go and watch it. I said, this advert, this is Africa. Sit down properly like a king. What you are born to do and achieve, you will achieve them. Yeah. See, the lion in your family, I break their head. Yeah. You are not serious here. I say, the strong man in your family, God break their feet. Yeah. Do you know how much they pay spies? To get information, any spy planted in your life to know about your life. See, they will not say anything about themselves, but they'll be asking, how are you? How far? How's your daughter? How's your this? I pray, may you be wiser than them in the name of Jesus. I said, may you be wiser than the satanic spies in the name of Jesus. So you must learn to discern who to share your deepest secret with. Some will sell you out instantly as you are saying it. There are some, when they are talking to you, they are recording. Hey, some people, when they are talking to you, they are on phone with another person. Everything you are saying, they are hearing it. Some people, as they are talking to you, they are typing to somebody. Your closest friend has another closest friend. And there's no other friend like that. Call our lady.
No, not one.
It's okay.
No, not one. Jesus, all about our trouble, He will guide to the
this ministry. I used to have terrible stomach pain, and I can have the pain for days. So the only thing that suited for me then, don't do it, was Gary, gallium sulfate. I'll put Gary and I'll be drinking it. I had the ulcer because I didn't manage my health well. I was fasting when I was growing up without taking water, and when it's time to even break, I might not even break, because I thought fasting was the master key. So when I started ministry, it became very, very bad. And the Lord told me one day, go to your village, go to your father's house, and get the son of your father's house. And I made the mistake of my life. I went with one boy. I told you before, and I lied, that when I got to, let's say, my village is at Ikotun, we were at Egbeda, I met a blind man sitting down, and I said, good morning, sir. The blind man said to me, welcome the son and descendant of Balogun. God is my witness. God is my witness. He said, you came home. Welcome. He said, be going straight. Take another Okada, be going home. How did a blind man know me? I've not been to my village. That was the only time in my life, first and last time. I got to my grandfather's compound and I picked the sound of the place. The boy that followed me came back to Lagos. He told everybody that we went to do juju. Ah. My eyes have seen. So it was his word against mine. So I didn't say anything. I said, if you believe it, fine. If you don't believe it, no problem. If you believe it, you want to go, go. You don't believe it, stay with me. Don't mind me today. I have a lot of people that follow me, but there are places I want to go. I go. Anything you want to think is still better. It is what you see that you join something to. If you don't see anything, you just be speculating. Oh, Lord, that day I'm up to lost. I woke up one day, midnight. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to Badagry. You remember? I am going to go and pray in front of the ocean. She said, why not here? I said, people know me. I went from here, drove to Badagry. I left the house 3 o'clock. I got there before 7 o'clock. When I got there, I was praying in front of the water. I was just praying. I was just praying. Still, somebody came to me and said, Daddy Akiola. I said, I'm not the one. So she said, sorry, sir. So I was praying. After 30 minutes, another man came. I'm prostrated. So when I jump over him, he said, Daddy, you're not me. I said, I'm not the one. By the time 6 people are talking to me in Badagry, I located where my car was. There are places you go alone. There are things you do alone. My battle started with your brother when I didn't take him anywhere again. He told Daniel, he said he's going now. He's not telling me. When he have problem now, he will call me. Can I pray for you? Oh yeah, can I pray? You will not need the help of your enemies. My shamibi bayi. I said you will not need the help of your enemies. Since you are too big for prayer, your children, my children, will not need the help of their enemies in the name of Jesus. Our children will not need the help of our enemies in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen and pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down. If Saul had told his uncle that he even anointed me, he will sleep and not wake up. You caught the wings of your enemies by keeping your secret. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Is God not good? The Lord will do somebody here well in the name of Jesus. Many destinies have been damaged by wicked uncles, bad aunties, bad grandfathers, and satanic family members. Who planned to kill Joseph? Were you not his siblings? So what are you telling me? If you're already angry, shout hallelujah. Genesis 37, 19 to 20. Then they said to one another, behold, this dreamer is coming. Verse 20. Will you leave verse 20 with me? 1, 2, verse 20 now. Come now, therefore. And let us, you know me or slay, not slay queen, you know me or slay, let us buy him. Eh? And cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beasts have devoured him, and we shall see. What thing will happen to a dream? Oh, yeah, connect to that Bible passage. Let me summon your prayer. Whoever want to kill you before the fulfillment of your dream, the Lord will pay them for you. Now, pray for you. The Lord will make you wiser than them. I'm not hearing. The Lord will make your children to be wiser than them. See, there are some places don't take your children to. Now, may they tell you, stay in your house with your children. Stay your house. Either is how old? Maybe two. Anybody that gives that boy Tom Tom, I'm telling you to God, he would lick it. You're not going to lick what? He will lick it and ask for more. Auntie, more sweet. Because they are still small. So what do? I will not take them around the people that are my enemies. Hey, yeah. I will make them to stay around people that love me. That if anything will happen to that child, it will rather happen to them. But no, you'll be taking your children from one place to the other. You. Okay. It's where? Should I still continue? I don't take my children anywhere. No holiday anywhere. Everything they need is in my parlor. No holiday. Holidays with me. I am embodiment of different gifts. They have everything. We do it together. But no, you even keep them there for days. By the time they come back, your daughter, your son has changed. It has become Yamatanga. You will not know. You can't the manager. You can't the pray. Prayer that wasn't necessary. If you look at me anyhow, I will look at you anyhow. I'm trying. Solomon said in Proverbs 13 verse 3. Solomon said in Proverbs 13 verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth. Read it. Go. Read again. Read it for yourself. If I keep my mouth, I keep my word. And the Bible said again, but he that openeth his mouth, wah. Wah means wide. Say it, wah. Eh? Your life will not be destroyed. Yeah. You know, Elizabeth was looking for a baby for a very long time. Say, you know, in Luke chapter 1 verse 36, the Bible said, Elizabeth was pregnant for 6 months. Nobody knows. How can you be pregnant for 6 months now? And nobody knows. No one knew. She kept pregnancy for 6 months. The Bible said, Mary got to her house with the pregnancy of Jesus. There was connection. That was how Mary knew. In fact, they told Mary that go there because she's pregnant. Holy Ghost told that one. I want to pray for you. From now on, your secrets will not be exposed to your enemies. What do I do? Please curtail the movement at the back there. Get out of my sight. You are disturbing me. The Lord bless you. What do I do? I inherit a Bible passage from my father. I want to give it to you to inherit today. Micah chapter 7 verse 5. My father read this passage to us every morning. It was an inheritance. I'm telling you, it was an inheritance. Look at it. In fact, my father taught us to the extent that we should not tell anybody our age. We don't know my father's age until last few years. Timothy, I said, go and find out. So that we will know what to write. I have to prophetically tell them that his age is this. And didn't they argue? I said, this is your father's age. This is his month. Some of you don't know the age of your husband. Say, you know. You guys say, wait that one now. You want to know my age? Age is not part of what you keep. Age is not part of what you want. Everything is secret. You see? In fact, with this one you have had now. Do you want to go to the toilet? Everybody get out. What happened? I need to hide. You want to shit in peace? Read what I inherited. I'm giving you to. This passage, you must read it with discernment. So that you will not break your marriage and people that love you. Read it with the fear of God. 1, 2, everybody go. What kind of scripture is this? Okay, now put it in KJV. KJV makes it a little bit direct. KJV bad. Look at KJV. You will see a particular clause there that spoil everything. Look at here. Now everybody go. Yes. Who lies on your bosom? He was the one that said it. I did not say. Now, before you ask me any question, let me begin to answer you. What do I do? The sun, the information to tell who per time. The sun. Pray for discernment. The sun, the people you should bring. See, in your life, there are the outer court. There are the inner court. Are you listening to me now? There are the holies of holies. You are sleeping there. Listen, look at me. Is it everybody that you take to your bedroom? Some people say, you answer them at the gate. Some people, you answer them at the reception. Some people, you answer them in your parlor. Some people, you tell them to come and meet me upstairs. Say, no. Some people, you tell them, open the door of my room for them. I am careful if I explain that passage for you. Even till you see Jesus, you will not trust any pastor. Who is a guide? Not the pastor. Say, trust not. So let God discern for you before you carry your matter. So the first thing is, ask God for discernment. Everybody put your hand on your chest as we pray together. If you come late, we have prayed before you came. So all this one we are doing now, we are just eating buffet. Oh, yeah, have you put your hand there? Ah, I have enjoyed it. From my heart, I pray the giver of gift will give you discernment. Whether you want it or not, I enforce it on you and your children that you will not be caught unaware by the wicked in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for we are not of them that know people after the flesh. Power to know things according to this. Not the powder, not the cosmetics. Hey, not the real thing. Receive the power to know people for who they are in the name of Jesus. Yes. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen and pack your blessings. Yes. Remove your hands. Some will come close to you. Look at me. Some will come close to your family for one purpose, to know your secret. Why some will come close to you? Because it has been a sign like that both of you should work together. What will help you? Discernment. Somebody say, I receive discernment. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me discernment. Say it again, let me hear you. Yes. Say it again, let me hear loud and clear. Say it again, let me hear you. Number two, don't be counted among the people that cannot keep other people's secret. Me and Israel, maybe we are friends, and now we are no longer friends. His secret must still be kept. Hello. You see, you cannot answer me. But some of you believe that once you and somebody have issue, you will expose him. Ah! You are a devil. Fighting and battle does not give you the audacity to expose another person's secret. Even though you are fighting, even though you had issue, what of if you finish tomorrow? We read from a Yoruba folklore book about a particular person they call Alani. They say Alani Wuho, that Alani has a horn. Do you know, if you are in my age bracket, you will know, but if you are Gen Z, you can never know it. The only thing Gen Z know is phone and technology. So Alani took his friend to the bush. That I can't keep it again. I want to show you my secret. He said, show me. We are already Korikosun, friend of I no see and no sleep. And Alani removed his cap. And the friend saw horn on his head. Not my head. You are looking like this on his head. The friend kept it for years. But later the friend couldn't keep it again. Do you know what he did? He went to the bush. Dug the ground. Put his mouth inside the ground. And he started shouting, Aladiwo! And he was pouring his heart, telling, and the Spirit speak his voice, put it in the trees that produces fruit. Then, months later, I don't know the people that used to cut tree, permit me. The tree was cut, and they made fruit. And as the children played like this, what was played in that thing was, Alani has a home. So he went to his friend and said, he said, I swear to God, I didn't tell anybody. He said, everybody is saying, and I said, so they want me to open. And the friend said, okay. I went inside the bush. Can you keep a secret? When you are close to some level of people that have risen in life, either spiritually or financially, CEOs, I'm going to teach you very soon here on the rituals of life. When you see their rituals, some of their rituals, they are not satanic, but it's meant for them. When you see it, you are not going to serve God anymore. Because it's meant for who? For them alone. See, coming close to your life will make me to know what others don't know about you. Be comfortable, don't worry, just stay. I am going to see when you remove your clothes. In fact, when you fart, we will share it together. I said, this guy, the fat child. I said, fine, this. Because people coming to your life, giving them access, will give them power to know everything about your life. Now, number three, watch the people you grant access to your life. I don't know how you can meet me at somewhere now and you want to collect my number. If I'm a lady now, I like it, I want to collect number. You can't collect my. I don't know you. You might be a ritualist. You are looking for a husband. So I now met you. I met you in the hospital. One of my daughters went to the hospital. When the doctor saw her clean record, the doctor started disturbing her. He said, there is no what, no problem. No HIV, no hepatitis B, no nothing, no headache. I'm going to marry you. So the lady sent the name. And I said, give me one day. And I said, find out, does he have these secret names? He said, yes. I said, wrong. They are looking for clean girls like you to use. He said, that's where my card is. I said, card. Watch the people. See, don't be too forward. Opening your arms for people you meet now. Take time to know them. Somebody say, I hear you. Number four. Every man has his price. He said, give me the venison that I love. When the venison came, he didn't even find out whether the right person brought the venison. So you know, because his heart desired it. Look at me, everybody. Don't write anything. There are things you desire. The day people know it, they will know your secret. Some of you desire drink. When you are drinking, once you start thinking, you begin to talk. So you know, color. In fact, I don't know what's wrong with my wife. My wife is not serious. So, and the person say, your wife, one more bottle. Because they know that, that is his weak point. They say, yeah, so what happened to us? That girl. You don't want to talk. One more bottle. Oh, God. My sock off for you. You see the family of my wife? They are the one behind this and behind this, behind this. He said, one more bottle. And you will use your mouth there to sell your life out. When your wife go down, you go down. You go down. Can I pray for you? No man will use gifts to get you. So watch out. Don't be fast. This is my favorite. Except there is a trust and a bond The day I need information from you, Miss Ali, I look for your what? Favorite. By the time you start eating it, okay, yesterday I was hungry, so I sat on the floor and I said, I'm not going to eat. But by the time I started eating a particular thing, I said, Ty! The Lord will bless people that prepare this thing. Jesus. Adafumo. You begin to pray. Connect to this channel. Let me pray for you. Are you connected to this channel? Whoever is looking for your price to get you. Whoever is taking time to get what we need to capture you. The price of a pot is different from the price of silver and gold. The price of a tiger is different from the price of a cat. I pray they will not get you. Whatever they are looking for to bring you down. Am I say praying for you? They will not get it in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen and pack your blessings. Did you get anything to this? Watch out for gifts. You don't know the person. You collect gift. A man's gift make a way for him. Make sure you know him. Make sure you know her. I've collected gifts that you won't believe it. God is my witness on this earth. I've collected gifts that I rejected it. I rejected Homer. Because I know what will end it. I rejected houses. I know what will end it. I know. I can't deceive myself. You woman, you know what will end that discussion. But you say, we are just talking on pay. Very fair. You know where the discussion will end to. With this few points of mine. I believe I've been able to convince you. And not confuse you. That your secret, Bible says, even the secret of the Lord is for us and our children. It's not for Twitter, it's not for X, it's not for TikTok. It's for you and the people you have built as children. May the Lord make you wise. I finished my message. I want us to pray. Is it okay to pray? Do I have any questions? Stand up your feet, let us pray. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 13, as you're standing. Yesterday you reign in my life. Today, God, reign forevermore.
Yesterday.
That passage for me. I want to show you something. I want to go. Say it again. Go. I'm not hearing you yet. Say it again. Go. Yes. Conceal it, the matter. There are testimonies that you give and it will put you into bondage. In this church, we give God praise. More than 6 people have been healed of HIV. 2 of them were pastors. One pastor and his wife, Benny. I'm telling you for the first time today, Benny. One person on the media, they are no longer here. I sent all of them away. And 3 other families have been healed of HIV. When they came that they were healed, go to the hospital. Give us report. We saw a report. Thank God we kept it. God bless you. Bye-bye. If someone that had HIV come and testify that you will not move close to him. There are testimonies when they bring. We'll tell them, write it down. Send it to me. Abby, I send it to you. You can you say, from Mrs. F.O. You know who's F.O.? Fafolu. Folonjo. Philippine. Fuji. Should I still continue? Do you know that baby Moses was inside the palace and they were looking for him everywhere? You don't remember? Where was he? eating the food of the palace, inside the palace, and it was a secret. Can you keep a secret? When you cannot keep your secret, can you keep another person's secret? Father, help me to guide my mouth. I can't get you. Oh, yeah, say, let me hear you now. Father, make me wiser than my enemies. I refuse to sell myself out to my enemies. Lift up your voice and pray the prayer together. Pray the prayer together. Pray the prayer together. Somebody pray.
Reign forevermore. Yes, you do.
To conceal. Help me to keep what I'm supposed to keep. Say, let me hear now. Say, in the name of Jesus, Father, help me to keep what I am supposed to keep. Pray for 1 minute, let me hear you say. What I'm not supposed to reveal. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are born in 1st of March, I want to see you very quickly. I'm not repeating myself. 1st of March, let me see you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is she coming? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. I'm coming. Everybody pray this prayer. Say it after me. Any pain I brought into my life? Can you please say what I said now loud? Now see, any damage I brought into my own life, with my mouth. Oh Lord, see me. Deliver me and repair my life. Oh yeah, pray like that. Let me hear you. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Alakbala.
You are the mighty God.
Look at this. In the name of Jesus. Is it going to 57, 56? Going to 57. By the time you are entering down 57, you are settled forever. Whatever they have used to tie you down in any shrine, this place is higher than any shrine, for we are seated heavenly places, high above principalities and power. You almost did not come, but you made it. So I pray for you today. We are surrounded by witness, cloud of witnesses. I record it in the realm of the spirit that the script and the things they wrote about you for evil should be torn and burnt in the name of Jesus. Deliverance they said you would not see, begin to see them one after the other in the name of Jesus. name, but in the name of God. The Lord Jesus that created heaven and earth. You are set free today in the name of the Father.
Amen.
You are set free today in the name of the Son. Every trouble you have brought into your life by mistakes from your mouth, you are delivered from them in the name of the Holy Spirit. Given before and take it to your altar and let me know once you have done it. Stretch your hand and let's give a praise. I don't want to do this on Sunday. I was praying for you. Stretch your hand to this altar as I pray for you. From now, may your life be blank to your enemies in the name of Jesus. The things you can do for your children is to keep their secret. Except if your father in the Lord in that you have to tell and you have scrutinized him very well. If you don't trust him, keep your thing and pray for yourself. The wicked will no longer see or hear you and your children in the name of Jesus. Your life and your is not for general. Who will not help you? Who will not tamper with your life? The person that will be of assistance, may God expose your life to them in the name of Jesus. May the wicked never see you and your children again from now in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. Samson could not keep a secret, he became a victim. You will not become a victim. Put it there for me. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. From now, your soul is delivered from trouble in the name of Jesus. Today marks the beginning of your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be angry. You came into my office with somebody and I said, please, excuse me. I want to talk to you alone. You go home and you begin to abuse me. I don't know what's wrong with that man. You can't understand. It's better you abuse me than I sell your destiny out. I might close my eyes and I'll begin to see things that are big. If I begin to tell you things I say about a person, you don't go come to church again. I am still praying for you. Spiritually, you will not be a victim. Better people day here. Financially, you will not be a victim. I'm not hearing you. Maritally, you will not be a victim. The step you will carry and enter one chance, you don't go carry him in the name of Jesus. Today marks the beginning of your deliverance in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and give him praise. Go ahead and give him praise. Hallelujah. Please be seated.
Richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.